Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. And we've got one of our regular guests, a very good friend of mine, Mr. Todd Benzman with the Center for Immigration Studies. Todd has written a brand new article that I really want him to chat about. The article has aired or been released on this Wednesday, May the 1st, 2024. And it has to do, my friends, with propaganda disguised as journalism. I also want him to talk about the situation of the Biden administration actually planning to, or proposing, should I say, to bring Gaza refugees to the United States. And that's a real concern for me, my friends. That's a real concern. Todd, thank you for taking time to be with us, my friend. Welcome to the show as usual.
Sure, always good to be here, George.
All right, so tell us about this article about Columbia University's journalism department and honoring pro-terrorist writers, journalists, propagandists.
Well, yeah, so, you know, first of all, Columbia School of Journalism is the paragon of American journalism education. It's like the top of the heap. It's prestigious. It's 120 years old. You know, Joseph Pulitzer, namesake for the Pulitzer Prizes, established this school, and the school still is the one that gives out the Pulitzer Prizes. And in February, it appears as though they put up on the main lobby of their building a huge tribute shrine to what they call fallen heroes, journalists in Gaza, and didn't publicize it or announce it or anything, but it's got about 100 photos on it. And when you take a look at who they've got up there, at least 15 work for Al-Aqsa Television, which is the propaganda arm for Hamas, which is a U.S. designated terrorist organization by Treasury and State Departments. And Al-Aqsa TV itself is designated by the United States under Barack Obama as a terrorist entity that is banned and outlawed from any sort of support or banking services in the United States. And 15 of these guys worked for a terrorist designated terrorist entity, Al-Aqsa. At least six more worked for Al-Aqsa's sister station, a radio station, and probably a dozen more worked for the U.S. designated group Palestinian Islamic Jihad, which is another U.S. designated terrorist organization for a reason, because they kill. That's their job, is to just kill and commit genocide and all the rest. And their media organizations are no different from those media organizations that support ISIS and Al-Qaeda, you know, Inspire Magazine. Well, we kill those people every chance we get. If we can send a Hellfire missile at the director of Inspire Magazine or ISIS's media outlets, then, you know, we will in a second kill them, because they may not be throwing bombs themselves, but they're certainly not journalists. And that goes for anybody who's working for Al-Aqsa Television, the radio station, or the media organizations that work for in support of Palestinian Islamic Jihad. And there's the journalism department, the paragon, the scion of journalism in America, up on the wall with apparently journalistically unvetted people. Either they didn't vet them journalistically, they didn't apply their own journalistic standards that they preach in class to their own wall, or they did, found out who these guys were and put them up there anyway, which is, I don't know which is worse.
That's incredible. You know, I have seen some of Al-Aqsa's programming, And it is. It is nothing but propaganda. Propaganda disguised as this, propaganda disguised as that, but it's all propaganda. Now, the other issue is that in some cases it's propaganda aimed at kids, which is really, really just disturbing to me.
That's right. Al-Aqsa gained some notoriety about a decade ago, maybe a little bit longer, for putting up this sort of kind of Mickey Mouse type character named Falfour in a children's show. It went on for years before anybody noticed it. And Falfour, the, you know, fluffy animal suit wearing character, would just urge kids to become suicide bombers and to pick up AK-47s and kill Jews. And then finally, when it was sort of discovered and it went viral, you know, in 2007, 2008, whenever that was, their response was to have a Israeli, you know, depicted as an Israeli bureaucrat, murder Falfour. And then this other fluffy character rose up in its place and does the same, you know, preaching of violence and murder to children every day in Hamas in Gaza. And that's kind of, you know, one of the more notorious episodes. But on a routine basis, Al-Aqsa television glorifies every suicide bombing that they can in Israel, that kill and maim civilians, and still preaches violence and hatred. And for the Columbia Journalism School to honor these people in a shrine on their main lobby building wall is atrocious. It's just, what the heck happened here? It amounts to an official endorsement, because the dean of that school had to have okayed it. You can't just put up a big monument inside that lobby without permission. The dean's going to be walking by it every single day, and so are all the journalism students. And I think that they may be worried about it, or maybe embarrassed, because they never wrote about it. They never covered it. They certainly don't advertise it. I just noticed it because there were some social media postings with it, with pictures of it. And I'm like, wait, what? And, you know, a quick internet search, and you don't have to be a brilliant investigative journalist to find that Al-Aqsa Television is a U.S. designated terrorist entity.
Yep. Well, let me ask you also this, because this dovetails into this discussion we're having about Al-Aqsa and terrorism journalism, as we can call it. The Biden administration is now talking about bringing Gaza refugees to the United States. Now, on the surface, that sounds very noble. However, how many of these people, these kids, for example, are going to be fans of Al-Aqsa TV or any kind of terrorist journalist?
Yeah, people in Gaza, especially under Hamas rule, grew up completely steeped in murderous hatred and incitement for violence. Whoever they're bringing in probably grew up on Falfour, on that television show, and whoever came in afterward, Nookie or something, and everything else. Their radio, television, mosques, schools are absolutely steeped in murderous, genocidal hatred. And I would question whether anybody from Gaza should be allowed to relocate to the United States on purpose. I would want to know what sort of vetting you're going to do to make sure you don't get a bunch of people in here who absolutely hate our guts. Because make no mistake, the vast majority of people who live in Gaza hate our guts. Why ever would we bring people like that on purpose into the U.S. Is beyond me. The blanket answer to that is no, and not only no, but hell no, not ever.
Yep. And you know, it seems like we're going to, it's not bad enough that we have been allowing under the table, criminals and terrorists to come through the open border. Now we're going to import them. Incredible. I don't understand this.
Right. I mean, I think the Biden administration is trying to appease and give feel-good actions and messaging to its far-left progressive wing, which is essentially, you know, a modern-day Nazi party. Those people are supremacists, anti-Jewish, genocidal maniacs, and we're seeing it wide open in front of us every single day on these campuses. They are wannabe murderers, the American progressive left.
Well, you know, it is very, very disturbing to watch this. We're going to let you go, but tell the folks where they can follow you, buddy, because, I mean, you've got articles that are fantastic and extremely interesting for people to read.
That's right. You can follow me, Benzman, at Benzman Todd on X. You can subscribe to my newsletter at toddbenzman.com. It's right there, as well as my other social media right there at toddbenzman.com. Get on my newsletter, and you can stay abreast of my writings.
Excellent. Excellent. Folks, once again, we've been speaking with my good friend, Mr. Todd Benzman from the Center for Immigration Studies. Todd, keep up the good work, and we'll have you back on again pretty soon.
Thank you very much.
Once again, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio.